Hey. Yeah.
Hey there.
Oh, yeah.
Abstract facts.
Love this part of the morning.
It's time to learn something new.
All right.
Did you know these facts about Saturn?
Saturn is today's subject.
No, it's Saturn.
Saturn.
Yes, that is how you must pronounce it every
Saturn.
Time.
Saturn.
Yes, with that very, very crisp T.
It's a hard, crisp T.
Yes.
You know what? Thank you for bringing that up. I like the hard, crisp T. I think millennials now have softened the double T. So instead of butter, they give you butter. Instead of...
No, that's like from Liverpool.
No. It's today's American millennial. Yeah, listen to an American millennial talk, man, and they've softened the T.
I'm an American millennial, and I will say butter. Okay, I would mostly... All right.
Let's not get stuck.
Yeah. Saturn is the least dense planet in the solar system.
The least density on Saturn. That I find hard to believe. It's so huge.
Yeah, it's big, isn't it?
Yeah.
I should have led with that. I don't know how big it is.
It's pretty huge. It's not as big as Jupiter, but it's up there, man.
Saturn is a flattened ball.
Wow.
It spins so quickly on its axis that it flattens itself out into an oblate spheroid. I've never heard that term. That's cool.
Wow.
You see this by eye when you look at a picture of Saturn. It looks like someone squished it a little.
I'm looking at the wrong pictures. I'm seeing round Saturn with rings, man.
Yeah, you're not looking at the actual live through the telescope.
All right.
While the distance from the center of the poles is blah, 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 the first astronomers thought the rings were moons.
All right, because they were quite stupid in the 1600s.
Wow, that's a little harsh. Hindsight is 2020.
Hey, idiot!
All right. Saturn has only been visited 4 times by spacecraft.
All right, I'll buy that. I mean, yeah, we're just getting out there.
I don't know if only is necessary. It's like Saturn has been visited 4 times by... That's impressive. That's
only 4 times by our spacecraft.
True. And it has 62 moons. I believe Jupiter had like hundreds something.
No, Jupiter had 67.
Oh, okay. So it's close.
Yeah. Some of those moons might be rings, though, according to those idiots in the 1600s.
Oh, yeah. So Jupiter, 67 discovered moons. Saturn, 62. Some are large, like Titan.
Right.
The second largest moon in the solar system. But most are tiny. Just a few kilometers across. Kind of like, you ever read The Little Prince growing up? Yeah. Kind of like one of his little planets.
Little piddly moon!
The length of a day on Saturn was a mystery until recently. Determining the rotation speed of Saturn was pretty difficult to do because the planet doesn't have a solid surface.
Right.
Unlike Mercury, you can't just watch it to see how long it takes for a specific crater to rotate back into view. So they had to come up with a clever solution. They used the magnetic field to determine the rotational speed of Saturn.
See how much smarter we are now?
I know, right? Yeah. Let's just keep bagging up the 1600s. By one measurement, Saturn takes 10 hours and 14 minutes to turn on its orbit. But when Cassini approached Saturn, it clocked the rotation at 10 hours and 45 minutes. Astronomers now agree on an average day of 10 hours, 32 minutes, and 35 seconds.
That's still a pretty quick rotation for such a large object, but obviously not very dense.
Yes.
Yeah.
Saturn's rings could be old or they could be young. All right. Well, that's not very helpful.
Yeah. Thank you very much for
that. That's not really a fact.
Yeah. It might rain and it might not.
Sometimes the rings disappear.
All right. Every time I've seen Saturn, they've had rings. Yes.
I thought there was something there about sometimes rings disappear when... No, I don't want to make myself look like a bad guy.
Saturn taking its rings off. I see. When it's seeing another planet. Yeah.
What it's saying. There it is, Ed. Why didn't you... All right. You can see... We should rewrite this. Or we should pre-write this stuff. Pre-script. All right. You can see Saturn with your own eyes as one of the 5 planets visible with the unaided eye.
Okay, yes, and you can, actually. And when the sun goes down, if you look up in the northern sky, you can see the reflection of our sun beating Saturn. And it looks like a tiny little star in the distance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll try that tonight.
Yeah, I've seen 4.
But it has to be out there. It's not always out there available.
No, and sometimes the rings look like moons, so it's hard to tell.
All right. Last fact about Saturn. There could be life near Saturn. Not life on Saturn, It's way too hostile to support life.
But near Saturn.
Near. There could be life on one of Saturn's moons.
Okay.
I think it's pronounced Enceladus.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. NASA's Cassini spacecraft recently discovered ice geysers blasting out of that moon's southern pole. This means that some process is keeping the moon warm enough that water can remain a liquid underneath the surface. And wherever we find liquid water, we find life.
So that's where all our crop circles are coming from.